Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for today's weekday meditation. You know, we tend to want to know God's plan for us, but we always want to know it right at one time. Just give it to me. I want everything right now. And you know what I have found out? We want that even more so when adversity arises and it just life doesn't make sense to us. But you know, we can miss the fact that the very definition of walking by faith means trusting the Lord in those moment by moment, day by day, month by month, year by year opportunities, regardless of the challenges that might come along the way. But you know, feeling vulnerable and without recourse, we tend to slink back into following our own plans and then asking God to come along secondary to bless those. And every time we do that, it has consequences. I know in my own life, it's consequences where I feel like, man, I've just missed an opportunity, or I'm missing my potential for all that God has created, that I've wasted time, that I've invited foolish or silly type drama into my life, or I'm not focused on what matters most or becoming all that God wants me to be, and I missed that. But you know, it's also that we can feel like what we did didn't really matter. I want you to know that God wants us to walk in perfect and complete faith of His love, His wisdom, His provision, and in His power. We can be assured, friend, that He'll reveal His plans to us, and He'll give us the joy of being a part of His work in us and through us, which is 100,000 times greater, more fulfilling, more energizing, more overwhelmingly fruitful, and more heaven-focused than anything we could ever possibly come up with on our own. So today, in our time of meditation on day 6 of weekday meditation, I want to invite you in a moment of quietude and solitude to take a couple of deep breaths and treat it like opening a door and closing it, where you're leaving a room filled with the noise and distraction of this world and stepping into God's room, where we get to spend a little time not only just to talk with Him, but to listen to Him as well. So do that. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and let our shoulders fall and our facial muscles and the rest of our bodies kind of find a place where we can totally fall apart and collapse a little bit, and just take about 8 minutes and spend alone with our Creator. So let's take a couple of breaths. Maybe another one or two. And maybe a third. Maybe today you want to bring before the Lord, God, would you give me such clarity and direction today that I might know and sense and feel that I am a part of your plan for me and everything around me today, that I'm not in the way of it, I'm not ahead of it, I'm not behind it, but I'm in perfect step with what you've called me to do today. And so I want to give you a quick 3-step prayer that I hope will be of help to you. Number one, do this. Lord, would you clarify in my head and my heart that I have brought any unconfessed sin before you, and do that right now. God, like King David said, would you search my heart and bring every wicked way back to you so that you might forgive me and let me move forward clean and before you. I know that's the hard part in a difficult time, but let's go to step number two, and that's this. God, if there's any selfishness in my way that keeps me from letting you lead my life, God, I want to be aware of that so that I can get rid of that in my heart, in my spirit today. And so, Lord, would you clear my ego out of the way? Would you take a sweeper to my ego system and move that out of the way so that I'd be willing to listen to you and to follow you? And then third, I want to ask you to do the hardest part of meditation. Would you take today and just let's do 50 seconds today. We're still growing and still trying to figure out what our rhythm might be in our weekday meditation. And I believe the greatest and most powerful time is that for you to take as much time as you possibly can to be silent and to listen to God. But for right now, let's just try to take 50 seconds, be completely quiet, completely still, and hear God. And I've said this to you before. I don't think I've ever audibly heard God, but I have heard God so loudly that it was as though he was screaming at me, because I can sense in my spirit his prompting and directing in my life. So let's do that right now. Let me just stop, and then you stop. One of the most beautiful things about meditation is quietude. And then I'll come back to us in about 50 seconds. And I'm back. I want you to know that when I first started this process of daily meditation in my life, 50 seconds felt like an eternity. But as we grow and as we get a little better at this, I hope you'll grow in time with me, and we'll be able to grasp and understand Psalm 29, verse 11 with a lot of power and strength. Cling to it today. The Lord gives his people strength, and the Lord blesses them with peace. Today, finish this meditation and claim his strength and claim his peace in your life and in all things all day. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.